When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Moment by Ryan T. Anderson. You can't find this book many places. We got five of them at MikeChurch.com/shop. S-H-O-P. Harry Became Sally provides thoughtful answers to the questions arising from the transgender moment. So check it out, MikeChurch.com/shop, and get your hands on the book When Harry Became Sally. Speaking of a dude who thinks he's a chick disguised as another dude, we have the Caitlyn Jenner campaign ad where Conservative Inc. has lost their collective minds over this. I'm not even kidding. These people have lost their minds over this ad. So let's take a listen to it here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel. Trigger warning for transgender weirdos.
Famed Olympic gold medalist Caitlyn Jenner is now entering a new race for the governor of California.
Just him walking.
I've always been a dreamer.
California was once the envy of the world. We had what everyone else wanted. The American dream grew up here. Yet career politicians and their policies have destroyed that dream. It's been locked away, closed, shuttered, left in the dark, burned down. The government is now involved in every part of our lives.
Including transgenderism, Bruce, but yeah.
They've taken our money, our jobs, and our freedom.
They took our jobs!
California needs a disruptor. A compassionate disruptor. I came here with a dream 48 years ago to be the greatest...
To be the greatest female track star ever.
...best athlete in the world. Now I enter a different kind of race. Arguably, my most important one yet.
That was the one that lost. That was the race of reason when you decided to become or think you are a chick.
To save California. I want to carry the torch for the parents who had to balance work and their child's education, for business owners who were forced to shut down, for pastors who were not able to be with their congregation, for the family who lost their home in a fire, for an entire generation of students who lost a year of education. This past year has redefined our career politicians as elitists and the people of California as the warriors, the kings, and the angels.
Yeah, except most of them fled to Texas. So I don't know who you're talking to, buddy.
We never take kindly to glass ceilings here. Instead, we shatter them.
This one's way out there.
We're the trailblazers, the innovators. California is facing big hurdles. Now we need leaders who are unafraid to leap to new heights.
Now they're showing pictures of him in his natural state. That being a dude.
Who are unafraid to challenge and to change the status quo.
I want to prove that it is absolutely possible if we only do it together.
California, it's time to reopen our schools, reopen our businesses, reopen the Golden Gates. So I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, I'm running to be governor for all Californians.
Yeah, even if you don't know what the hell you are, I'm running for you too, buddy, I guess.
To reclaim our true identity.
Hold up. Hold up. We got to rewind that back real quick. Bruce,
what did you just say?
Hold up, we gotta check that back.
What did you just say, Bruce?
All Californians, to reclaim our true identity.
Your true identity. That's what you're going with. If you're a Democrat, you're going, I'm gonna rip this dude apart. Yeah, that's right, people in the chat room. You first, Bruce. You figure out what you're doing over there, and then we can talk.
Brother!
Yeah, it's time for us to reclaim our identity. Now I'm a lady.
to bring back the gold to the Golden State. Now is the time to achieve that summit, to be the shining city on the hill, and together we'll restore and renew the California dream.
It's about what happens from here. It's not just about one person. It's about all of us.
This really is like, this really is a Saturday Night Live skit. It has to be. The whole thing. You got like an eagle flying in at the end that turns into a dove because it transitions. It's just, I mean, this is just, is this the Republican Party that you guys want to support? Because all the establishment love him. They are all in on the dude who looks like a lady. All in on it. That's the future. Secede, secede, secede. Withdraw your consent.
So what's the slogan? Is it I'm with her or I'm with him or I'm with it?
Maybe we all look like a lady. Maybe something like that. I don't know. It's raining men. It's options for days. Again, Mike has 24 hours to come up with the best campaign slogan for him of all time. So I'm looking forward to hearing that tomorrow morning. It's just I'm with they them. I'm with pronouns. I'm with pronouns. That's what I'm with. Oh, y'all want to hear something else that's hysterically just completely out of place? So the CIA, that's right, the CIA, your CIA as they would call them, put out a woke recruitment video. They put out a recruitment video that was posted to the CIA Twitter feed. It's 2 minutes. We're not going to listen to the whole thing. But this is a real CIA ad. The title of it is called Humans of CIA.
When I was 17, I quoted Zora Neale Hurston's How It Feels to Be Colored Me in my college application essay. The line that spoke to me stated simply, I am not tragically colored. There is no sorrow dammed up in my soul nor lurking behind my eyes. I do not mind at all.